Jobs Ohio, the state's private job creation company, recently gave Worthington Industries incentives worth $500,000. But questions were raised when reports surfaced that Governor Kasich was taking deferred compensation payments from that company while he was in office. Kasich used to sit on the company's board, and the payments were reportedly arranged before he took office. The governor says the company deserved the money it got from the state, but the situation raises eyebrows with some groups that say they want more transparency in Jobs Ohio, and it's prompting some Democratic state lawmakers to bring forward a bill that would say governors could not accept money from a private company while in office. Democratic State Representative Nicholas Celebrezze says it makes sense.
This legislation is designed to protect the constituencies and the citizens of Ohio from making sure that it's not pay-to-play politics. This, if anything, protects government. It protects our officeholders, and it protects our elected officials.
Celebrezze says House and Senate members routinely recuse themselves from dealing with legislation that could cause a conflict of interest, but it's not really possible for the governor to do that. Representative Ron Gerberry says majority Republicans should be willing to pass this legislation, regardless of the political affiliation of the governor.
If Governor Strickland had been receiving compensation in the middle of an organization which we took outside of inside government and put it into a private C1 corporation, and if the shoes were reversed here, I can assure you that this type of legislation would be introduced.
But Republicans don't appear quick to embrace this legislation. Matt Borges is the head of the Ohio Republican Party.
I think it's a Democratic smokescreen. They're trying to create an issue where one doesn't exist. And, you know, at this point in time, really don't have any further thoughts or comment on it.
The Ohio Ethics Commission recently rejected a complaint by likely Democratic gubernatorial nominee Ed Fitzgerald that Kasich's payments from Worthington Industries represent a conflict of interest. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.